Is it just us, or does it seem like the neo-Nazis, as a group, don't have much of a sense of humor? Right? And it seems like maybe they don't have quite enough love in their lives. And we decided that really that's Spider and my fault because we haven't been writing him love songs. And how can you have love without love songs? I mean, Spider's written all these songs for his wife, and who's writing the love songs for the neo-Nazis? So we decided that to bring world harmony, that somebody needed to write a love song for that group, our tolerance-impaired friends. And then, of course, it became a question of what kind of a song would it be. You know, you can write any kind of song. And, well, we ruled out rap right away. and then just thinking about it, we thought, well, country westerns may be a little too intellectual. And so then we thought, well, you know, all those Nazis went to Brazil after World War II. It's got to be a samba. It's got to be a samba. And so Bill and I, we labored over this for a long time.
That's about an hour and a half.
But it could have been that much. Including the beer, it had to be that. So we wrote the neo-Nazi samba, and there is a chorus that you can sing along if you happen to know it, but probably most of you don't. So by the end of the song, you might. At any rate, I hope that this is our attempt to bring world peace, harmony, and love, basically, to the Aryan nation. If anybody has congas.
I met my love at the Aryan meeting. A shy glance with a secret greeting. The bond grew warm after the rally. We beat up winos in the alley. I heard violins and castanets when she let me hold her bayonet. Ooh, swaying to the neo-Nazi samba till dawn. And someday we will go to Sand Point, Idaho, where everyone is white as snow.
Sand Point, where everyone is white as snow.
where everyone is white as snow and their eyes are blue.
Come with me to Idaho.
Come with me to Idaho. There's a bunker in my bungalow.
We'll raise some little neo-Nazis.
Oh, just my Uzi and you.
Take us home, Bill. Excellent. That was Doug on the conga.
Who's running the sound?
Yeah.